All right. So we are on Daf Lamed Zayin on the Mishnah. I'm assuming I didn't ask Menachem yesterday. I'm assuming that's the Mishnah.
Together.
Okay.
You did ask me.
So I did ask you. Okay. So we're on the Mishnah. So the Mishnah is to talk about a behema misukenis. So we have different like descriptions of animals. A trefa is an animal that has like an organ, a vital organ that's missing a part. A behema misukenis is essentially an animal that's about to die, not necessarily because it's a trefa, but because it's old. Or for whatever reason, it's sick, it's infirm, moribund, I think is the name that they use to describe it, right? That it's about to die. So the problem is, it's kosher. You're just worried that when you shecht it, did it die because of the shechita, or did it die because it was about to die? So you have to do a test to figure out whether or not it had, you have to look for signs of vitality to make sure that the death was caused by the shechita, not because of the infirmness of the animal. So ha-shochit et ha-misukenes. So someone shechts a behema misukenes, Rabban Shimon Gamliel Omer, it's not kosher, ad shetiparkes biyad viberegel. It has to have some sort of, movement afterwards from the hand and the hind leg and the foreleg. They both have to shake. That's a sign of vitality. Rashi says, ad shetiparkes, the ein lo mifarkes, if it's not, the e lo mifarkes, if it's not going to have this movement, kimul rabbanon, the netulim nishmasa, kod negamara shchita, if you remember Gemara. If it doesn't have this shaking, then the rabbanon said that what happens is that the animal died before the shchita ended. That's their assumption. Okay, so Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, achet rakes biyad v'regel. Rabbi Elezer Omer, daya im zinka. All right, it's enough if it was zinka. Rashi says, zinka, kederek shebehemos nofchos begronam. Basically, if there's a good blood flow, then they assume that it died from the shechita. Amar Rabbi Shimon, hashochi balayla. If someone does shechita at night, again, those days there was no late at night. Nowadays, not a big deal. Basically, hashochi balayla means you shechta without the proper light. So it's kosher b'di'evet. You're not supposed to do that, but it's kosher b'di'evet. So hashochi balayla, so you can't see what's going on with the animal. Did it, if according to one sheet, did the leg, hind leg, or foreleg shake? Did you get the blood come out? So what happens? Amar Rabbi Shimon, Hashochet Belayla, Ulumachar Hishkim Umatsa Ksalim Meleim Dam. And then you woke up in the morning, you found the Ksalim. So I thought it meant the walls of the room, but Rashi says the Ksalim means like the walls of the neck, like it came around the sides of the neck. You see a lot of blood all over, so it must mean that you had a good blood flow. Right? So you found the Umatsa Ksalim Meleim Dam, it's Kshera. You can say it's Kshera. Why he says Zinka? Because that's for sure a case of Zinka, that the blood flow came out well. The Kemidas Rabbi Eliezer, and that goes according to the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer, who was the second man to Amar. So Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says, you say it has to be until you have the shaking. Rav Shimon, Simon Shimon Shimon Bar Yochai, holds like Rabbi Eliezer. It makes it a little confusing with the Rav Shimons. Okay. But Chacham Omrim, the Chacham argument would say, no, ad sheti parkes, o biyad, o biregel, o ad sheti chashkesh biznava. You don't need, according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, you had to have both the hind leg and the foreleg do the shaking. According to the Chachamim, it's either one, or if the tail wags, then it's okay. Then they have that's indicative of the fact that the behema was alive at the time of the Shechita. And Echad Behema Daka, the Echad Behema Gasa, this applies both to Behema Daka, which is a smaller animal, like an ayil or an aes, or the Behema Gasa, the big animal, like the para. But the Gemara says there is a difference. Behema daka shepashta yada velo hechzira psula. If a behema daka, which we'll say like the ayli is, it has to have the shaking has to be to a double motion out and in. It has to go, but if it just sent out its hand and didn't bring it back, then that's psula by behema daka because that's eno ela hotzos nefesh bovad. That's just the moment of it death. That's happens at the moment of death. It has to go out and in order for it to be indicative of dying during the shechita.
You're not talking at night.
No, stop. Stam.
What?
Stam.
Stop, but
night was only if you shut it at night. Rav Shimon said that you could check. Rav Shimon said check the walls. But now the Gemara Mishnah says there's no difference between Behema Daka and Behema Gasa except for the fact that the one who holds it, you have to worry about the limbs, the movement of the limbs, it has to move out and in. It can't just be one, it can't be one way. And then the Mishnah says, Bamed Dvarim Amurim, when do we say that these halachas apply? It's only shahaisa b'cheskas misukenes. If we know that this animal is sick or infirm or leaning towards death, right? Aval im haisa b'cheska bria. If we had no indication beforehand, maybe they could check afterwards. But we had no indication beforehand. Afilu ein ba echa mikol siman alok shira. And even if it doesn't have any of these things, it's kosher. And the only time you have to worry about this and do this test is if you knew that the animal was a mitsukenis. Okay. So now the whole Gemara is going to try to figure out where do we know the idea, where do you know that a mitsukenis is mutter to begin with? Right? Well, how do you know? Maybe it's like a trefa. What's the difference? A trefa is about, it's going to die because it's missing some sort of, you know, limb or puncture or wound. Maybe mitsukenis is also lost because it's about to die. How do you know the difference? So the Gemara says, starts off, mitsukenis mimai desharia. Why are you saying that the mitsukenis is mutter, even with the pirkus and even with all the tests, why would it be mutter? So Gemara turns around and says, mimai teisa kadaitin dasira. Why would you think that's usher? As Rav Schechter quoted the saying, Rav Schechter Sr., is that not like many people think that everything is usher until proven mutter. Because everything in the Torah and everything in the world is mutter until it's proven usher. That's the way it is. That's how you learn things. You have to come with the right perspective. So you say, it should be mutter. Show me that it's usher. Why would it be usher? So the Gemara says, okay, I have a pasuk that's basically, says, I have a pasuk that makes it think that it would be usher, and then I'm going to have four modifications. So five suggestions to say why it's usher. Three of which I understand, one of which I just don't get, and then we'll get the answer afterwards. But that's the flow of the daf today. So the Gemara says, okay, Mesukenes, be my desharia. Why do you think it's mutter? So my taste of Kadayim Dasira, why would you say it's usher? So the Ksiv, you think it's usher because the Pasuk says, Zos hachaya asher tochlu. This is the chaya that you should eat. So Gemara learns, chaya echo, you should eat something that is going to live, or that's alive, or Pasuk Shat, v'she'en chaya lo tochal. And that which is not going to live, is the way the Gemara is learning it, that which is not going to live, you cannot eat. And the misukenes is not going to live. It's going to die. I mean, all animals are going to die. But it's not going to live for an extended period of time. It's about to die. So that would be...
Why wouldn't you assume that's in the veil?
So the Gemara, I think... No, I think that's a trefa. I don't know. Why would you assume it's not in the veil?
Why would it be in the veil? It's still alive.
No, because the veil is going to die within a year.
No, it's Tosas points out, Tosas in the Chaya, he says, Bereshe the Trefus, Darsh Maikra, the Trefa in the Chaya. And the Gemara later on, Adaf Membez, is going to say, this is where we learn about the candy for Trefa. But right now, we're in the Havamina. So right now, so the Maskana, you're right, that's what it's going to be. The Gemara right now, the Maskana could be the Havamina, talking about Mr. Kenis. So the Gemara says, okay, so I'm going to bring the suggestions, right, a couple suggestions to say, despite that Pasuk, the Mr. Kenis is Mutter. Number one. Mida Amar Rachmana. The Torah says about a nevela. Okay? Nevela is an animal that's killed or dies without proper shrita. Right? So Mida Amar Rachmana by the nevela lo socha. There's no pasuk that says lo socha. It says lo sochelu. But so it says Mida Amar Rachmana nevela sochelu. It tells me that a nevela I can't eat. I can't eat the animal when it dies. Right? The field pasuk is lo sochel kol nevela. Right, so the assumption now of the Gemara, the working assumption of the Gemara, which I have no idea why, is that a nevela, and Rashi points this out, ustam nevela misukenis hu kodem misasa, that a stam nevela is died because it was about to die beforehand. But there are other ways to make nevela. Shoot it with an arrow, chop its head off. The Gemara's assumption right now, is working assumption, brought up by Rashi, is we're talking about that when they say nevela, nevela is just step two of a misukenis. It's misukenis, then it dies, it becomes a nevela. So it's just the process from misukenis to nevela. That's the Gemara's working assumption. So Gemara says, it says lo sochlu kol nevela, michlal de misukenis shariyeh. That means that misukenis is mutter. Why? The isakataitach misukenis asira, if you thought that the misukenis is asir from the pasuk of Zosachaya, so hashtamichayim asira lachar misa mibayi, once it's already asir from it, when it's alive, you need a pasuk to tell me it's asir when it's dead. Where was the heter? Where was the shrita done to flip it from something that was asir to something that was mutter? It's asir when it's alive, it's asir when it's dead. Again, the assumption is that it's just a process from misukenis to nevela. Right, so Rashi says, Michlal, the Kodem is in the Shari, to eat Kodem Misa Sira Mizosachaya, La'achar Misa Mibayin, Misa Misharile. You never find a case where just stam death is going to matter something. So it was usher when it was alive. Obviously it's been usher when it's dead. By the fact that the Torah has to say specifically that the Nevela is usher means that the Misukenis is mutter. So Gemara says, no, why are you saying that? It says, Dilma, Hainu Nevela, Hainu Misukenis. Maybe a Misukenis, maybe, like you said, it's a process, and that it's a Misukenis is Nevela. It's just step A, Nevela is Misukenis. Step B, Nevela is death. And so it says that you can't eat Nevela, it includes the Misukenis. Right? Rashi says, Dilma, Hainu Nevela, Hainu Misukenis. The Kodem Misa, Misha Niskasna, Karila Nevela. Once it gets sick, it's already called Nevela. Vashmina Rachmana, the Kayalav Bilav Nami. And the Torah is coming to teach you that Lo Sochlu Kol Nevela is coming to teach you also a lav. Right? The first pasuk says, Zosachayashar Tochlu. You only eat an animal that's supposed to be alive, which means it's a mitzvah saseh. So you violate an saseh if you eat an animal, a misukenis. Comes the pasuk by Nevela, teach you not only is there, you also get a lav. So Gemara says, no, Lo Sochlu Daikha. You can't think that Nevela, Misukenis is the Nevela. Why? Because the Pasuk says, by the Tum of a Nevela, the Pasuk says, V'chi Yamus mina behema shervi lechem la'ochla, hanogei nevela sam yitmara arev. So it says the Tum starts when? Upon the Misa. That's when it's called a Nevela, upon death. Achar Misa u'dekarachmana v'chayim lo'ikri Nevela. No, it's only called a Nevela when it dies. It's not called a Nevela when it's dead. So again, if it's not a Nevela when it's dead, so why are the Pasuk telling me that the Nevela is, is usher, if the Misukenis is usher, of course the animal is usher when it's alive, of course it's usher when it's dead. Mazmin, it's not usher when it's alive, it's only usher when it's dead. And the Gemara says, wait, no. V'dilma le'olam eina hainu nevela hainu Misukenis. Maybe Misukenis is part of the process of nevela, and it also defined as nevela. But mechayim be'isra say, la'achar misi b'laf. What the pasuk come to teach us is that, like we said before, when the animal is an alive nevela, which is a Misukenis, right, nevela is a category, then you have Misukenis and Nevela again. So when you have, when the Nevela is alive as a Misukenis, if you eat it, you only violate an Isra Seh. And when it dies, you add it on, you lopped on a lav. So maybe Misukenis is Nevela. You can't prove it from the Pasuk. That Pasuk says that Lo Sochlu Kol Nevela, you think that means, oh, if it's only talking about after it dies. Maybe it's talking about Lo Sochlu Kol Nevela. It's also talking about the Nevela before it dies, which would be a Misukenis. No Raya that Misukenis is Mutter. So the Gemara says, Ella, next. The Amar Achmana Trefa Lo Sochal. Again, there's no pasuk by that. The pasuk is Upasar Basada Trefa Lo Sochelu. It's Lo Sochelu. So it says that the Trefa is what you can't eat. The Trefa, again, is an animal that has some sort of wound or some sort of injury that causes it that it's going to die. So it says, if it specifically says Trefa Lo Sochal, Michlav de Mesukenes Sharia. There's a difference between a Trefa and a Mesukenes. It says specifically the Trefa you can't eat. The inference being, or the implication being, I don't know which way to use it, the implication being that you apply something, the implication being that the Misukenis is mutter. So the Gemara says, why? The Isaka Daita Misukenis Asira, if you think the Misukenis is Asir, Hashta Misukenis Go Mixira Asira, Treif Mibai, if a Misukenis is Asir, that means an animal that has no missing limbs, nothing wrong with its body, just old age. Right, that's usher, so you need to, so that's in a better stage. So of course something that has a hole in its lung or a puncture somewhere is going to be usher. Why does the pasuk have to tell me trefa must be, the misukenis is not usher? The pasuk is telling me trefa is usher. So the Gemara says, no, dilma hainu trefa hainu misukenis. Maybe trefa is misukenis. Maybe again, it's like the two categories. The categories are an animal about to die. There are two ways you can have an animal about to die. Old age, and an injury, and the trefa. So they're all included. It's like lesser included offenses. It's all included within the category. Right? The dilma hainu trefa hainu misukenis. And so why do I have the pasuk telling me specifically trefa you can't eat? Lavro la basa velo tase again. So I have one pasuk that tells me that, you know, chaya shetochlu, which teaches me that you have violated a say if you eat something that's in misukenis. It comes the pasuk of trefa that adds a lav. And the lav includes a misukenis, and they both would be usher, you know, say and a lav. But I have no proof now that a misukenis is permitted, right? Because again, the premise now we have is a misukenis is usher from the pasuk of zosachayir sher tochlu. So the Gemara says, wait a second, if trefa and misukenis, trefa and misukenis are in the same category, the Gemara says im kain nevela dekatsa rachmana lamali. We have a pasuk now by, we're saying that Misukenis is included in Trefa. Those both are if you're not allowed to eat it. It says, Lo Sochelu. So why do I need a pasuk by Nevela? If I can't eat something, again, if I can't eat an animal that's about to die, when it's alive, then Koshkin, I can't eat it when it's dead. Where was the heter? So why would I need a separate pasuk by nevela? So Gemara says, Im kein nevela the kasa of Rachman alamali. Why do you need a pasuk by nevela? Uma mechayim kaya la belav asay. If there's a violation of a law and a violation of a say to eat this animal when it's alive, la'achar misa mibayi. Do I need a pasuk to tell me that even when it dies, I violate the law and the say? What mattered it? Where was the shkita? If this type of animal is also when alive, it's definitely also when it's dead. Again, assuming that the nevela is just a step, the next process in the misukenis, not that there's another way to make a nevela. But the Gemara is going to ask that soon. You can make a nevela by just chopping it. Nevela doesn't necessarily. The Gemara assumes it's a necessary progression from misukenis to nevela, which you could. That, yeah, in some animals yes, but in other animals not. So we're going to get to
any animal that's not shechted considered a nevela.
Yes.
So it's a pashtism.
No, because you could say that, no, you need a pasuk by nevela, because the nevela is talking about an animal that you shot with an arrow. It's not a misukenis. The Gemara says that it only dies, the Gemara is assuming you only die because of old age, that there are other ways, there aren't any other ways for the animal to die. Okay. So the Gemara says, wait a second, so Dilma, maybe, hainu nevela, hainu trefa, hainu misukenis. Maybe they're all part of the same category. It's all the same category. And the reason why I have all these psukim is to tell me, lavra lav shnei lavim v'asei. What ends up we having now is that you have the isser asei to eat the misukenis from chol chayo, right, from the pasuk of zosachai shatochlu. There's an isser asei, you can't eat misukenis. That includes trefo, that includes nevelo. There's an isser asei. Then I have another pasuk to teach me that says, that adds a lav that says, ubasar basar trefa lo sochelu. That adds a lav that you're not allowed to eat. You're not allowed to eat the trefa. So now that you have the assay, you also have a lav. And then there's another pasuk, by nevela, to throw on another lav. That you violate another lav. So you get a lot of malchus. If you do it, you'll get 2 cents. You violate an isra assay and get 80 lashes instead of 40. Right? B'shnei lavim v'assay. That's why it's there. So now we have no proof, because again we're saying that nevela that misuken has trefa nevela. It's all included in the same category. These extra psukim just to add on extra isurim. But really, from the pasuk of Zosachai Shetochlu, we have proof that you're not allowed to eat the misukenes. You're not allowed to eat, and then there's a lav by the treifa. By treifa, we add a lav. And the pasuk by Nevela adds a lav to all of them because they're all part of the same category. So the Gemara says, okay, fine. Elamei Hacha. We're going to learn it from here. So now, this is the pasuk by the Isur Chalev. Chalev means there's certain fats of the animal you're not allowed to eat. There's Chalev and Shuman. Chalev are the forbidden fats, Shuman are the permitted fats. I don't know which ones are which. Chalev is Asur, Shuman is Mutter. Okay. So, the pasuk says, the Chalev Nevela, the Chalev Trefa, Yasel Echol Malacha, V'achol Lo Sochluhu. The fats of the Nevela and the fats of the Trefa, they're Mutter Brandah, you can do with them what you want, but you can't eat it. Right, so you see clear from here that the chalev of the nevela and the chalev of the treifa are not permitted to eat. The amar mar, so one of the chachamim said, what's going on here? Why would you ever think that the chalev of the nevela and the chalev of the treifa are mutter to eat? You can't eat any part of it, right? Enes or chalal ister. I already know from the psukim before, lo sochel kol nevela, because we call treifa lo sochelu. So now I need another pasuk to tell me that I can't eat the chalev? Right? It's already usher. Right, the Gemara says, right, of Amar Mar, Lamai Hilchasos. Look at the last Rashi. Right, Klomar, Hai Va'ocha Lo Sochelu, Lo Tzarech. I don't need it. Right, the Hak Siv already says, Ko Chelev Echol Dam Lo Sochelu, O Mishum De Nestablo Nitrofa, Mi Azali Isser Chelev. That's because it was a Nevela, or it became a Nevela, or became a Trefa. Why would you think it was Mutter? Ulamai Itzterech. Ela Amr Torah, so the Gemara answers, Amr Torah, Yavo Isr Nevela, V'yachol Isr Chelev, V'yavo Isr Treif, V'yachol Isr Chelev. Normally we have the rule of Ein Isr Chalal Isr. You can't have one, something's already Isr, you can't add on to another Isr, except for certain exceptions. This being one of the exceptions, the Torah is telling you, in this circumstance, you can add the Isurim on. So if you ate the Chelev of a Nevela, or the Chelev of a Treifa, you now have violated two lavim. It's usher in two ways. The chalev is usher midin nevela. It's usher midin trefa. I mean, usher midin chalev. So, question is, when throughout Shai, it's a Shah Sukhya about Ein Isser Chal Isser, one of the exceptions to Ein Isser Chal Isser is with the idea of an Isser Kolel. When you start adding on, it's not. For example, you have here, this animal is usser, full chaylev is usser. The chaylev, when the animal is alive, the chaylev is usser. Now it becomes a trefa, everything becomes usser. So you're adding on more yisurim. So this, of course, it should be much. So this is the source. People say this is the source for the exception of the isser kolel. Ein isser kal isser, except when you have an isser kolel. Or the Man Dharma says that you don't have the concept of isser kolel, we'll say this is exer kasef, and normally it doesn't apply. Either this is the source for the rule, or this is an exception from the rule. But, okay. So ein isser kal isser. So I have that. So the Gemara says, now this I don't understand. The isal kadaitach trefa hainu misukenis. If you think the trefa is the same thing as the misukenis, right? So lichtov rachmana, let the Torah write, chelev nevela yaseh lechol melacha. It should just say that the chelev of the nevela, you're allowed to do a melacha for it. And then it should say, the chelev trefa lo sochluhu. It should just say the isra chila by the trefa. Va'ana amina, and I would have known, umah mechayim, if when it's alive, right, because it's a trefa, I guess, or a misukenes, if when it's alive, you're not allowed to eat the chelev, right? Ma mechayim asi iser trefa v'chal iser chelev, that the iser trefa falls on top of the iser chelev. So la'achar misa mibayi, why would I need the pasuk to tell me that after it dies? I guess the assumption here being, if trefa and misukenes and nevela are all the same thing, why do I need to split and say it's usher when it's a trefa, it's usher when it's a nevela, right? Elami the kasev rachmana nevela. The fact that the pasuk says that nevelas also has the iser chelev for apply, michlal the trefa lav hayna misukenes. That teaches me that the trefa is not misukenes. No, it doesn't. It teaches me that the nevela is not the same thing as the trefa. What does it have to do with the misukenes? The pasuk. That's okay. So I'm just leaving that question out there. Then I guess the idea being is that I think what the Gemara is trying to say is that if trefa, misukenes, and nevela are all the same, because right now we're up to that idea that trefa, nevela, and misukenes are all the same thing, we see that it's not. Because the nevela is written separately, so that busts up the whole thing. They're not all part of the same category. So now Marbar of Ashi is going to ask the question that we just mentioned before. Maskala Marbar of Ashi, the Dilma la'om la'im lecha hainu trefa hainu misukenes. Maybe trefa and misukenes and nevela, they're all the same thing. But the Amar nevela kasa reform on the lamali. Why is the pasuk saying nevela separately if it's all included in one category, right? Because maybe lahach nevela the lasim kol misukenes. Maybe we're talking of nevela that's not happening because of misukenes. Maybe we're talking of nevela that you shot it. That was blood. That was a healthy animal. It's not misukenes, and you shot it, right? Vehechidami sha'asa gistera, which means you sliced it, you chopped it. Maybe it was a gistera. So he's saying, I can make another category of nevela. The whole time you've been assuming that nevela is just a process that follows misukenes. Not true. There are other types of nevelas. Not every carcass of an animal died because 2 minutes ago it was sick. It was sliced in two. It was shot. Its head fell off the cliff. Whatever reason it was. So the Gemara says, Hasanami porta mikamidlisik larupa. Gemara says no. There's one moment in time, I guess, when the sword or the arrow first starts entering the animal, it's a misukenes, and then it dies.
Well then.
Yeah, I hear that. So.
Can I make it fit?
Yes. Yes, Yossi is not here. But that's what the Gemara says. Okay, so that knocks off that answer. Because the passage, so you said, why does it say the maskana for this answer is trefa, misukenes, nevela, they're all the same thing. Why is nevela separated? Nevela is separated because there's a different type of nevela. There's nevela that stems from misukenes, and there's nevela that stems from being chopped in half by a sword. So that's why the pasuk needed to mention that even that nevela, that has the iser of nevela chal on the chelev, and you would violate both. Now the Gemara says, okay, ibayis ema, maybe this is answer 3a, because we're from the same pasuk, ibayis ema, im kain, meaning if the misukenes was mutter, ibayis, if the misukenes is aser. Answer number 3a, ibayis ema, im kain, lema chelev nevela utrecha, chelev lamali. If you look at the pasuk reads, the chelev nevela, the chelev trefa yase lechol melacha v'ochel lo sochlu. Why does it say chelev twice? It should just say chelev nevela trefa. Why is it redundant in the word chelev to say it twice? So Gemara says because zohi she'ein chalva cholach mibsara v'yesh lecha cheresh chalva cholach mibsara. Saying no, only these two have the idea where the chelev the chaylev and the meat are the same. They're not cholok. They're not different, meaning that they're both usr. But there's another animal similar to the nevela and the treifa, which also is about to die. There's another animal where the chaylev, the halacha of the chaylev is different than the halacha of its meat. That would be the misukenes. The chaylev is usr. The meat would be mutter. Again, so read in Zai, he says lema chaylev ibais ema imkein lema chaylev nevela utreifa chaylev chaylev lamali zohi shein chelba chalach mibsara. Only these two listed, there's no difference between the chaylev and the meat. They're both usr. V'yesh lecha acheres, but you have another animal shel chelba chalach mibsara, where the chaylev and the basar have different halachas. Chaylev being usr, the basar being mutter. What's that? The ezo. Mezo, that's zo misukenes. That's the misukenes. See Rashi. Okay, we did it right. Okay, that's what he's saying. So that's, and that seems to stand. This answer 3a seems to stand. That the only the animals, we're talking about animals that are either, that are going to die or have died, only those are animals. Two out of those animals have the chaylev fall on the, have the chaylev and the meat the same halacha. One of them doesn't have the chaylev and the meat the same halacha. That's the misukenes. The other source is as follows: Ibai seima mechacha. We'll learn it from here. We'll learn it from Yecheskel. So Yecheskel and Navi, Hakadosh Baruch Hu tells Yecheskel to do a lot of things, like all these symbolic acts, you know, the dry bones, and all these other things that he's supposed to do. One of the things that Hakadosh Baruch Hu tells him is that he was supposed to eat some sort of disgusting bread that's mixed up with dung or something like that, something that's really, and Yecheskel protests. He doesn't want to do it. It's mius. It's gross. So he says, Va'omar, he says, Aha, Hashem Elokim, listen, Hashem, Hinei nafshi lo mituma, my spirit is clean, I'm pure. Unevelu trefa lo achalti min urayarata. I never ate nevela, I never ate trefa. V'lo ba b'pi basar pickle. I never ate basar pickle. Yecheskel was a Kohen. I never ate pickle. So the Gemara is like, so basically the structure of the Gemara is like, what do you want, a cookie? Big deal. No one is supposed to eat nevela or trefa. No one is allowed to eat pickle. You're telling Hashem that your mouth is so holy because you did what? You did what you were supposed to do? That's what you were supposed to do. So the Gemara's darshan is what these things means to show that Yecheskel had a holy mouth and he never ate anything that could have been a problem. It says, Hinei nafshi lo mituma. What does that mean? Meaning my soul is not mituma. That means shelo hir harti bayom lavoli de tuma balaila. I never had a hearer at night that I was losing that hearer that
during the day.
I never had a hearer during the day that would lead me to have a, to have tuma, to have carry at night. It's interesting because here it says problem is like there, no one's allowed to have hearer that brings them to day tuma, right? Rashi says, Latoso says, Avadam Dosos, he says, V'im Tomar, my Rabusei v'Yecheskel. What's the big deal about Yecheskel? Halei kol adam nami osir. For every person, you're not that allowed to have this hirurim that are going to bring you to carry at night. You have to have Shmir Sinayim. You have to be very careful. Shmir Sinayim. For kol adam nami osir, k'damar perakam de Masechas Avodah Zarah, or with perak narish and niftasan in Ksuvos, v'nishmarta mikol ra. It's a del raisa, a v'nishmarta mikol ra, that you're not allowed to, you have to guard yourself. Right, to lo yihayer biyom, to go to carry at night. To din doraisa, not to have hiurim. The yesh lomar. So what did Yecheskel do so great? The yesh lomar dafil haki chash leravusa. Nevertheless, it's still considered a ravusa because it's a gemara at the end of Bava Basra. Get pashut that says shlosha dvarim ain adam nitzahem bechol yom. There are three things that nobody, that everyone violates. No matter how hard we try. Number one is hiru avera. Everyone violates it. Lashon Hara, the Gemara has one of Lashon Hara, our people don't speak Lashon Hara, where it says Avak Lashon Hara, and other things, and Iyun Tvila, which is a machlokas about that, some Pashup Shad is that people never have the proper kavana when it comes to davening. So these are things that by nature, despite the fact that you're not supposed to, by nature it's very difficult for people to prevent themselves from doing, and Yecheskel was able to prevent himself from doing that. See, here, I heard Rabbi Leibowitz has an article about co-education, so in the article, he's against it. So in the article, he brings up certain types of scenarios. People say, don't worry, there's going to be no touching or anything like that. He says, but the isser of hirhurim, the isser of unishmartem mikol davara, is an isser d'oraisa. The isser of touching could potentially only be an isser, it may only be a derabana. So that's worse. That's even, it's even worse. It's an isser d'oraisa. Okay, but what? Anyway, everything completely makes sense. What are you talking about? That's why everything is mutter until proven that it's usher.
That's why you say it.
So that's, listen, it's Rav Shachter, you're right. Okay. I heard Rav Shachter, he said it this way. He said most people think that everything is usher until proven that it's mutter. Really, everything is mutter until it's proven that it's usher. And there are some people, even when you prove it's mutter, it's still usher. Okay, so that's what the name Nafsi lo Matumah. Lashi Matumah is Yechesel is getting a big shkoyach, giving himself a shkoyach, because he never had the Hirhurim. And then the Pasuk says, Unevelu utrefa lo achalti mini urai. I never ate nevelu trefa. Big deal. Have you eaten nevelu? Not purposely. I'm not looking to eat nevelu. No one's supposed to eat nevelu trefa. Yeah. He says, no. Lo achalti basar kos me'olam. I never ate meat that you say kos. What does kos mean? Rashi, right? I think it's Rashi. Kos, it's the last Rashi in the short lines. So two lines when they get longer. Kos means hurry. Shachut lo tamus, lefisha musukenesi. Nevela mamish lekalememar diukimarabusa. It's not talking about nevela mamish. It's talking about an animal. They say, hurry up, shachta now before it dies, because that's a behem misukenes. So he's saying, I have a bigger mila. I never ate behem misukenes. That's the proof. Had behem misukenes been usher, what's the mila that of Yecheskel saying he didn't eat it? They have proof that kos, the behem misukenes, is really mutter, but Yecheskel put himself on a higher level, and he didn't eat it. And then it says, v'lo ba b'fi basar pigol, I never eat pigol, shkayach, no coin supposed to eat pigol. He says, no, shalo achalti behema shahora behem chacham. I never ate an animal, we had a suffix as to whether or not it was mutter or not, and the chacham had to give it, say that it's mutter. Right, Mishum Rav Nassan Omer Shlo Achalti Behemah Shlo Humer Mas Nosel. We'll get that in a moment. So what does it mean to say Lo Achalti Behemah Shlo B'Chacham? So the Meiri points out that what's important to know here is that now we're not talking about you had a shaila whether it was Batel Barov or not. That's a psak in Yoredeya. And you and us, you know, the Balabas, Amaritz, doesn't know the Halacha, so we have to ask the Rabbi. 24 hours, cold, Batel, all those things. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about there's a real, maybe a suffix in the Metzius, so we didn't know. A suffix that you can't just look in Yoredeya and figure out what the answer is. That's what he's talking about. To say that, I forgot who said it. There's somebody who says, when you start learning Yoredeya, and you learn this Hichos Tarov, it's one of the first things they bring down, that if you have something that's Batel Barov, and you want to be Machmor on yourself, there are those who say, oh, you're not Bikoros. You don't believe in the Torah. Batel Barov is a real thing. It's Batel. So it's not talking about that. It's talking about the real Shaila that can't just be answered by looking up the Halacha. And then Rav Nassan Amar, Mishum Rav Nassan Amru, I never ate from an animal, an animal that didn't have the zroa, the lechayim, and the keba, the matnas kahuna, take it off. Even though Yecheskel is a kohen, and a kohen is allowed to eat from the animal before these presents are taken off, nevertheless, he was machmir on himself not to eat it. And Rashi, the Tosha says, shlohurim mas nosea. He says, why? He says, there's a shita of going to Rav Yochanan. He says, the Gemara in later on, Dr. Flamme Beis, he holds that if you eat from a carbon or from an animal that doesn't have the matanos taken off, it is as if you ate tevel. So what's the big deal? What is Yecheskel doing? No one's allowed to eat tevel. My Rabu say, the Yecheskel. Right, so he says, I forgot the Yecheskel Kohen Haya, Kohen Atzma Sarach HaVishim Uzzam HaYisos V'Aschel HaKol Tevel. So must be that Rabbi. Remember, we have two things over here. How to explain lo baba fi basar pigel. So one was that he never ate the thing that had a shayla. Number two was that he never ate the carbon that had the animal that didn't have the matanos taken off. So according to the shita of Rav Yochanan later on in the Masechta, if he says, I didn't eat an animal that didn't have the matanos taken off, that's no big deal, because that's usher, it's tevel. So he must hold like the first shita, who said that this pasuk, the pasuk is talking about, that I didn't eat anything that had a shayla on. Okay, it's off. So now the Gemara gives a proof. The I amarta bishlama sharia, if we say that the behemah misukenes is mutar, hainer of usei decheska. So that's why Yecheskel is lauded, he's praised for not eating the behemah misukenes. El I amarta sira, my rabusei decheska. What if you say behemah misukenes is usher, so what's Yecheskel saying? He didn't eat something that was usher? No, he was eating something that was mutter. So now he's two proofs. I think answer 3a and answer 4 stand as proof that the behavior of Mesukenes is mutter, provided you did the test that the Mishnah points out. Okay, let's go a little further. So, Hechi Dami Mesukenes. What is, how do you determine whether an animal is mesukenis or not? So this is the Talmudic test. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, kol shema amidim osa v'eina omedes. It basically can't stand. You try to get it to stand, it can't stand. The Rav Chanina bar Shelmiya Mishmeid Rav Amar, afilu ocheles bakios, Rav Yechesel Amar afilu ocheles koros. Even if it is strong enough to eat wood through wood, so it has some strength, but if it can't stand, that's the end all and be all. You might have thought, oh, it can't stand, but look how powerful it is. It could chop through these things. No, that's still going to be mesukenes. So this, the Gemara here it brings it as two statements. There's Amar of Yehuda Amar Rav, and then comes from Chananya Bashelmiya Mishmei Derav. But Besura Masni Hachin, that's how they learned the memra in Surah, but in Yeshiva and Pupadisa Masni Hacha, it was all in one statement. That's all. Hechidah Mishkenes, Amar Yehuda Amar Rav, Kol Shemamid Mosova Ino Omedes, Vafil Ocheles Pakios, the idea of it being eaten is included in the statement of Amar Rabbi Yehuda Marav. Same idea, same thing. So long as the animal can't stand, that makes it a misukenis. And if it's a misukenis, yes, you're allowed to do shchita. You always have to check. You have to have the Mishnah test has to be done afterwards to make sure that it died from the shchita, not from the infirmity. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a great day.